Believers, use as directed.
Good day weekend, part two, for those of you who've been around for an hour. That's good. You had a lot of information, helpful material from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program here during the week to help you understand the news of the week, and he does even more of that on the weekend. Plus, don't forget the medical newsletter that you can sign up for by going to Ken's website at drkenshow.com or drsteffen.com. Your calls at 888-553-7536. We continue to take those questions. Sometimes there's a theme because Ken is a cardiologist. His specialty is the heart, although, again, if you've been listening for any amount of time at all, you know that he really has boned up. He's kept himself informed about what's going on in terms of traditional medicine with the research, and that's why this information is so helpful, because you get good info here. And if you're worried about things because you only have half of the story, it's always better to get the other half of the story, and then you may not worry about things as much. As, you know, if you don't have info, sometimes ignorance is bliss and sometimes it's not. But you don't want to get yourself into a circumstance where you worry about things. And sometimes worrying makes it worse than what it actually is. Facts are good. Info is good. Now, let's get to that, Ken, in terms of your own expertise. Heart news this week. Diabetes drugs better for heart health, some of them. And does that mean in comparison to other diabetes medicines or other heart medicines or other medicines in general?
Well, this is out of the meeting, the American Association for Cancer Research annual meeting in my backyard here in Orlando this week. Diabetes may be more dangerous than we thought. New research suggests that people with diabetes are slightly more likely to die from cancer than people without diabetes. Women with diabetes actually have an 11% increased risk of dying from cancer, and men who have 17% higher risk than those without diabetes. But there's some other good news, so you can lower your risk of getting cancer this week, is that there is one particular drug that seems to be the best starting off after the diet and exercise are not effective at lowering the sugar. We're talking about type 2 diabetes, the one that most of us suffer from as adults, unlike the juvenile type 1 onset where that's treated always with insulin. But certain diabetes drugs, yes, are better for your heart health, and as we learn, will lower your risk of getting cancer, so it affects everything. This is out of the European Heart Journal this week, Doug, that the commonly used oral diabetes drug metformin not only helps stabilize the blood sugar levels, it also may offer protection against heart disease. So this is, I think, the number one choice for starting off if after staying away from the white flour products, the bakery goods, and getting into an exercise program, getting down to ideal body weight. If you're still dealing with a high sugar level, what we now measure a hemoglobin A1C, if it's too high, then the first choice of drug would be metformin.
888-553-7536 to be in touch with Dr. Ken. The thing that amazes me about you is how you have time with your schedule. You see patients often 12 hours a day. How do you keep up with all of this? There's usually 30 or 40 different things that you've read during the course of the week that have come across your desk that you think are of interest and importance to the listeners. How do you have time to digest all this and then keep it on the top of your mind?
I read, and I've always read, about 10 hours a week as a physician, and this is part of my reading.
So how does that help you? You know, we hear about doctors and their training. They go to school. Isn't it true that doctors, the good ones, have to continue to train every single day of their experience? Otherwise, there are new things that come along, and run into these people that stick to the old methods, and they usually...
Yes, absolutely. You know, I don't want to boast, but I've got two Ivy League doctoral degrees. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania, which most people will put definitely in the top five medical schools in the country today. And I'm not trying to boast, but I'm just trying to point out, here I went to what's considered such a La-Di-Da Medical School, and probably over 90% of what I use in practice today, I didn't learn in medical school. It's gone. The warranty on my medical education has expired.
Well, but there are new things that are coming out. For example, this week there was a story about meditation and how it reduces pain. You and I talk all the time about alternative medicines. I'm probably more of a practitioner and believer in it than, not that you aren't. You like the evidence to go along with it, and that's good. But sometimes the prejudice against the newer things, which oftentimes are a return to older things, is pretty prominent. But here, the Journal of Neuroscience writes about meditation, and not only that it's good for pain, but good for other things that may get, again, to the stress level that people have when they find out they're sick.
Doug, I proudly call myself an integrative physician, not an alternative physician, but an integrative one, because I take the best from the alternative world where there's evidence behind it and the best from the traditional world, and I blend them and take out of that what's best for the patients. And this is an example from the Journal of Neuroscience. Even very brief instruction in meditation appears to help people cope with pain. This was the first study to show that only a little over an hour of meditation training can dramatically reduce both the experience of pain and also pain-related brain activation.
888-553-7536. We were just talking about how hard Ken works. I happen to be one of those practitioners of burning the candle sometimes at both ends. And I always thought my father said, hard work, son, will never hurt you. And yet you want to distinguish, or you want to understand what it is that hard work is. Working long hours apparently isn't good for your heart. So something else that you'd be really focused on, Ken, why would it be that working long hours wouldn't be good if you've got enough rest, or is that the question, whether or not you're getting enough rest?
I've always felt that you and I may share some genetic material, at least our fathers did, because I heard the same thing from my father, you know, hard work never killed anyone. But this is an interesting story, because hard work is good, but up to a limit. This is out of the Annals of Internal Medicine this week, that people who regularly work long hours, they may be significantly increasing their risk of developing heart disease. What they discovered was working more than 11 hours a day increased the risk of heart disease by 67% compared to working a standard 7 to 8 hour a day. Sounds like, for you and me, just a part-time job.
Well,
but the question is, in this study, and they haven't yet untangled it, whether it's that people have more unhealthy eating habits, a lack of exercise, or depression when they were working this long. But 11 hours a day, 7 days a week, may be too much.
Well, there's a varied, you mentioned the way that I live, and you too, in terms of what you focus on. You focus on one thing, I focus on two. And so in terms of my broadcast day, where it may start at 4 in the morning and be over at noontime or 1 o'clock, and then I jump right onto the tractor from this time of year on through Thanksgiving, and spend another sometimes 7 or 8 hours working on my farm. And I think that that has helped me in many respects, mentally and physically both. The distractions from one to the other, if you will.
I think it's a very good idea not putting all your working eggs in one basket.
One basket, right. Now, let's talk about the restless leg syndrome, again, with a focus on your heart. This is pretty surprising, and one would wonder how the two are connected.
Well, this is, again, out of the American College of Cardiology. We learned that these nighttime twitching of restless leg syndrome, it's maybe more than just an annoyance, Doug. The new research suggests that some people, it could be a sign of hidden heart problems. What they discovered was that people with very frequent leg movements during sleep were more likely to have thick hearts. This is a condition that makes them more prone to cardiac problems, stroke, and death. When the heart becomes thick, Doug, it doesn't relax as well as it should. The heart needs to compress to propel the blood forward and then relax nice and smoothly and easily to fill with blood. A thick heart becomes a stiff heart, and it can't fill as well with blood.
All right, so this drug that's come out this week for restless leg syndrome, if that is used, does that counter this, or once you have it, the one problem isn't going to alleviate the other. If you alleviate the restless leg syndrome, the fact that you have a tendency to it, is that going to affect your heart health?
Exactly, yes. And it's very treatable. The FDA this week approved the third drug for restless leg syndrome. And this is a drug that we commonly use for other reasons, but gabapentin, and it's been approved this week for restless leg syndrome. It joins Mirapex and Requip as two other drugs that are available out there. The seizure drug gabapentin is now also approved. That's the news this week.
You know, I'm surprised. This is the first week I can remember that there hasn't been in our list of 30 or 40 different items, the news, the medical news, there hasn't been a story about prostate problems. I'm wondering whether there's an anomaly here or just there isn't somebody who has kicked off this week because they had prostate cancer.
Well, the urologists need a week off.
All right. Don't we all from time to time? But the prostate cancer doesn't give you a week off. It doesn't take time off. And if you're not taking care of your prostate, if you're not concerned about it in your 40s and 50s, then by the time you're in your 80s, if you're fortunate enough to live that long, you will have prostate concerns unless you feed it and take care of it, Ken, with this formula that comes from the folks at the Super Beta Prostate. I was going to say the Super Beta Prostate Factory, but this product is so full of things to feed your prostate, to keep it healthy, that every man ought to be on this once he's in his 40s.
Exactly. Guys, beginning at age 40, you have to start taking good care of your prostate if you want to continue to perform sexually to your old age, and there's no reason why you shouldn't. If you want to avoid waking up every night in the middle of the night urinating, you have to take care of the prostate. There's a benign process called BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy, where the prostate just enlarges, and this enlarging effect does ruin your sexual performance and does make you have to wake up in the middle of the night to urinate. And this all can be helped. You can dramatically lower the risk of this happening. It's been published in the medical journal Lancet that pure beta cytosterols are the most beneficial way to lower the risk of this happening. And my favorite way of getting these pure beta cytosterols is from Super Beta Prostate.
And you don't need a prescription. All you have to do is call 800-607-7078 for a free bottle, a starter bottle. Millions and millions of bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. You know what Ken says is right. So make the right choice. Don't ignore your prostate. Take care of it. Get your medical exam and feed it with your free bottle of Beta Prostate. 800-607-7078. Be smart. Get that free bottle. Get yourself started on this, and then you'll see the results. You'll pay a small shipping and handling charge and get yourself into the right zone. And, by the way, more women order this than men, which is pretty interesting when you hear the stories told. 800-607-7078.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We are a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies has been an easy decision for FedEx for the past 30 years. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives, and we will continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are working together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
You've heard Ken and I talking with some of the colleagues. If you hear the Good Day program during the week, how some of my colleagues have done so well on the MetaFast diet, Ken, this is almost like mindless to get onto this thing if you want to lose weight. Everybody should use this. You've recommended it because you looked at it medically and saw it was really very good, safe, and simple.
My daughter, my wife, they're all on this. They're losing weight. My patients, I see the effectiveness of this. This is a safe, healthy way to keep the weight off. It's a lifestyle. You can go out. You can live with this. It won't take your life over. You'll like the food. You'll stay healthy. I recommend this to all my patients. I see the effects.
800-506-4115. Use Dr. Ken as a reference for MetaFast. Lose the weight. 800-506-4115.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Dr. Ken, come join me. Evidence-based information. All your health care questions from head to toe. Anything you ever wanted to ask a doctor, you didn't have time. It's revolving door medicine. You get to the doctor's office before you know it, you're gone, and you walk into the parking lot with all your questions unanswered. Are you looking for a new option? Are you having symptoms and you don't know what's causing them? Have you been told that you have a diagnosis and the suggested treatments? You're looking for other options? 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Your spouse, your friends, your kids, your parents, everybody has a health care question, and I want to be your connection to the health care system. I want to be your friend to help you get these things solved. I won't embarrass you. No charge, no paperwork. We'll get you on the air, hopefully quickly. Don't wait till the last minute, because with that, then you won't get on. I promise you, we leave too many phone calls at the end of the hour. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-553-7536. Let's go to Utica, New York, and welcome Beth. Beth, come on into my office on the radio. Dr. Ken, how can we help you?
Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Okay, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I called you Ken. That should be Dr. Ken. That's
whatever you feel comfortable.
I'm sorry. Well, I was diagnosed with a kidney disorder. I was diagnosed with deformed kidneys around 10 years ago. I guess it was something from birth. I'm not quite sure what the name of it was at the time. Medullary sponge, something to that effect. Some type of sponge kidneys.
There is something called medullary sponge kidney.
Yes. Okay, you got it. They did an IVP diami finally after years of being in pain. Come to find out, I did have...
This is a birth defect of the tubules, the tiny tubes that are inside the kidney. In a normal kidney, Beth, the urine flows through these tubules as it's being formed. And in medullary sponge kidney, tiny sacs, they're called cysts. They form in the kidney, the inner part, the medulla, and they create a sponge-like appearance. And these cysts keep urine from flowing freely through your tubules. Does that sound like what you have?
It does. But okay. As of recent, the past few months, and I know this is a little embarrassing, but I've been having major problems. I also have a spinal condition. I was born with slight scoliosis, too, and I also have some discs that are missing now. I was 5'9", now I'm 5'6".
Beth, people with medullary sponge kidney, they are often plagued in their life with urinary tract infections and also with kidney stones. What I can help, let me talk to you because this is a very complicated area. Maybe we can help everybody. But what the best I can do for you is two things, is to tell you that you need a good nephrologist, a kidney specialist. But let me give you some pointers that we can all benefit from. And in general, tips to keep the kidneys healthy and working, okay?
Okay.
And that's what would really help you and everybody. You want to manage your sugar. Make sure that you don't have diabetes. If you do, keep it under control, because that is a big threat to your good kidney function, and you need all the help you can get. So make sure you know your hemoglobin A1C, and make sure you know your fasting sugar. You want to control your blood pressure. Make sure you know your numbers. Measure it at home. Everybody at home, it should be under 140 over 90. For you, it probably should be even a little lower, 130 over 85, due to your history of kidney issues. You want to avoid a large amount of pain relievers, those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Motrin, aspirin. We're talking about high doses, even Tylenol. You want to use them in moderation. Talk to your doctor. Don't self-medicate, because they can play havoc if you have any kidney issues. You want to eat for your kidney health. This means limiting the amount of salt and potassium in the diet. You may want to talk to a dietitian to make sure that you are on a healthy diet. Also, make sure that the protein levels are appropriate for your kidney function. There are dietitians who specialize in this. And please do not smoke, because smoking just makes the kidneys so much worse, Beth.
Yes, I understand that. But I have been to a doctor, not my urologist. I guess he won't take me back because I'm out of a job at the moment. But I am seeing another doctor that did numerous tests on me, and the tests come back that I am borderline. I have a borderline, platelet count. And also, too, the urine was full of blood, just pure blood.
Well, the platelets are involved in clotting, and you may be having a clotting problem, and that's why you're bleeding. What was the diagnosis that the doctor said you had?
Well, they wanted me to see my urologist, but my urologist won't accept me now because now I don't have insurance.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Well,
and my blood pressure is normal. Sometimes it's on the low side, which is okay. I have no problems with cholesterol or you know, anything like that. Everything came back normal but the platelet count, and my white blood cell count was a little off, and the urine, like I said, was full of blood.
Beth, we're getting the clock down my back here. What I would recommend is you need to get reevaluated. You sound like you may have a blood issue also, maybe the hematologist, but get back to the kidney doctor and make sure everything is functioning well. Next, we're going to be talking with Ken about bed bugs in motels on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to ExtendoVite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Today, Health with Dr. Ken. I'm Dr. Ken Kronhaus, bringing you a weekly update of all the health news. I also answer any of your health care questions live, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-55-DR-KEN. You can see me on the web at drkenshow.com, drkenshow.com. You can email me, sign up for our email newsletter. It's a wonderful item. You'll enjoy it, I promise. It comes out Friday afternoon each week. You can also use our search, look at our website. There's information going back 5 years of all the health news each week. I update it. You don't need to take notes when you listen to Good Day Health. Everything I talk about in the next day or two will be up on the website, and you can review it, enjoy it. You can search it. Take a look at the website. I promise you, you won't believe what you see. Spread it to your friends. We want to help as many people as we can. Tell them about Good Day Health. Again, we want to help as many people as we can. And here we go out to New Mexico and welcome Ken. Ken, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Thank you so much for taking my call. First thing I want to say, you were talking about the restless leg syndrome.
Yes.
My older sister told me that she has it. And she took a bar of Ivory soap and put it under the sheets between her legs, and she said it stopped the restless leg syndrome.
I have heard this from some of my patients, and I'm a practical guy. I can't see any safety concerns about that. I don't think you'll slip out of bed. And it's worth a try. If it works, enjoy it. I hope it works.
And one other thing I'm going to say. I want to say that I had a real problem in urinating in the morning, and I ordered that Super Beta Prostate.
Yes.
And I even went off it for a week to see if it really worked, and it did.
I couldn't urinate
again. I went back on it. I've been on it for 4 years. It's excellent. So anybody listening, they need to get it if they got problems urinating in the morning.
It is. It's the real thing. 1-800-607-7078. I only recommend products that I recommend to family, friends, and patients, and this is the real thing.
Works.
The medical journal Lancet, it's been shown to be safe and effective. 1-800-607-7078 if you want to get that product. How can we help you?
Okay, I want to know about, we're going on vacation here in June. I want to know, is it a real thing about bed bugs in the motels?
Well, it is some concern. I don't want this to ruin your vacation. Let me give you some tips on how to avoid this.
Okay.
when you get to the hotel or motel, what you want to do is pull back. I'll tell you what I do. I pull back the sheets, and I look for signs of bed bugs. And this will usually be small, dark stains and signs of the bed bug waste. And this can include, I don't want to gross anybody out, but it can include dead bed bugs, the bed bug skin, blood, eggs, or feces. And you want to look very carefully, at the mattress seams, the pillows, the pillowcases, and the bedboards. And if you see any concern, you definitely want to get out of there and notify the front desk, get your money back. If they don't give you your money back, you know, report them to the Better Business Bureau, make a big to-do about it, but they should help you. And maybe you only want to take out the clothing and put on the bed that you absolutely need. You may want to keep your clothing off the bed. And if you're really a little overly concerned about it, I can't tell you I do this yet. You may want to take a flashlight to bed with you, and that'll be your cuddle flashlight that'll give you extra peace of mind.
Is there any kind of spray or something you can take with you to kind of spray? Or is that not feasible?
Well, only if you do get bit. There's some hydrocortisone. You want to take a shower and apply some hydrocortisone salve to the bites. But I wouldn't play. I wouldn't play exterminator.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I really
Ken,
do.
All right. Ken and Alma Gordo, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Let's go to Clayton, Illinois, and welcome Susan. Susan, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I have a daughter. She's 35 years old. She has had migraines for a number of years, and after she had her second daughter, we put her in ICU. She had her heart had enlarged, and they had her on blood pressure medicine and stuff.
Yes.
And now the migraines keep getting worse and worse. They keep giving her MRIs, CAT scans. Now and then a spinal tap, and everything seems to come back fine, but they told her here a while back she had collapsed. There were 3 weeks, and within that 3 weeks, she collapsed on her left side. So we rushed her in by ambulance.
She actually lost consciousness or fell? Or
she did. She just collapsed.
Did she pass out?
No. She was talkative. But she couldn't move.
Okay, but she didn't lose consciousness.
No.
Okay.
I mean, we were able to talk to her.
All right.
But now they say that the skull, which they said she had from birth, which she's a twin.
Yes.
And I found out that her brother has bad headaches, but nothing like this. Okay, they want to take some of the skull out, that's what they told her. And because it's hitting on her spine.
Susan, do we have a specific diagnosis here? Because I would imagine, Mom, this is quite concerning. I hear it in your voice. If this was my daughter, I would be feeling the same way you are. So
she's getting a different referral because they were going to do, you know, take some of the skull out to relieve the pressure.
Uh-huh.
But they keep sending her home.
So
they keep doing MRIs and CAT scans because of the, at first it was migraines.
Okay, Susan.
Aren't them dangerous to keep giving them?
Well, it depends what the diagnosis is here. And there's a lot of confusion. Unfortunately, there hasn't been good communications between you, your daughter, and the doctors.
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring out right now. Because
yeah.
I was in there the other day. And this doctor come in, and he told her he was giving her MR2. And after he walked out, she didn't even know who he was.
Exactly. That Susan,
And I'm like, if you don't know who he is, and you know.
Who's her main doctor? Does she have a good primary care doctor?
Well, she believes in him, but
You're not convinced.
No, I'm not convinced.
Okay. And
but she's getting a referral supposedly to another hospital that's supposed to have excellent neurologists.
What's the biggest medical center near you? What big city are you near?
I guess St. Louis, Springfield.
St. Louis, Missouri?
Uh-huh.
Washington University is a fantastic medical center.
Washington University.
In St. Louis. And if you had her go there, start off in their neurology department, I'm sure that they would do as well as anyone possibly could taking care of her.
Okay. What about Springfield?
I'm not as familiar with the medical territory there.
Okay.
But I know Washington University, that medical center, it's outstanding.
Well, the thing is, you have to have a referral.
Well, ask you, don't assume that. That may not be true. You can call the neurology department at Wash U in St. Louis and ask them that. And if so be it, your her primary care doctor should be able to do that. That's what a good primary care doctor does.
Oh, well, that's very good.
Okay.
Is it unusual for people to have a brain bigger than the skull?
Yeah, this all doesn't add up, Susan. This is an unusual situation. Something is not right. Your instinct is correct. This needs to be untangled. You need to get to a major medical center yesterday. Okay, Susan? Thanks so much for calling. Let us know how your daughter does. Boy, being a parent never ends, does it? You're a great mom. Let's go out to Lake Havasu, Arizona, what a pretty part of the world, and welcome Sharon. Sharon, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Yes, good morning, Doctor.
How are things in Arizona?
Oh, well, we've had some beautiful spring weather here for a change, and we've had a nice little rainstorm and a little snow up on the mountains.
Oh, boy, it sounds somewhat like Florida. I can't see any snow, but we've had the rest this week. How can we help?
Well, I went to the doctor about 11 months ago now for my physical, my yearly physical.
Yes.
And the doctor decided to do a 12-point EKG. And he explained to me, he says, oh, your heart's throwing, excuse me, PNCs.
PVCs.
Premature nodal contractions, I guess. It's...
Okay, so they said premature nodal contractions?
Yes.
Okay.
And I didn't know what that is, and I don't know what that means, and I don't know what I can do to help it.
Sure. These are also sometimes called PJCs, premature junctional contractions. People get them all over the heart. People have PVCs when they come from the bottom of the heart or the ventricular, or you get them when they're at the upper part of the heart, a PAC in the atrium. These are early beats, and the heart, for some reason, the electrical system is twitchy, and you get an early beat, and then the next beat is often a very more powerful beat, and that's what the beat you feel. There's a wiring system in the heart. There's a trigger at the top of the heart, like a spark, and then wiring, which allows the heart to beat in a nice coordinated manner. The top has to relax when the bottom contracts, and then the top contracts when the bottom relaxes. And this allows the heart blood to be pumped from top to bottom and then out to the body. All of this is coordinated by the electrical system of your heart, that spark at the top and the wiring that goes from top to bottom. And sometimes the electrical wiring gets twitchy. It can be due to a lot of reasons. Very commonly, the plumbing. When the plumbing doesn't work well, the electrical activity doesn't work well. Too much caffeine, too much fatigue, too much stress. You can have low potassium, low magnesium. Your calcium or sodium can be off. All of these minerals can cause these irregularities also of the heartbeat. You can have too much thyroid. Sometimes over-the-counter medications, these decongestants that you take, sometimes can stimulate it. And there are stimulants that we sometimes use, especially for ADD, can sometimes make your heart have these extra electrical bits of activity. What I would recommend in a woman your age, Sharon, is you need to make sure the plumbing to the heart is doing okay. That's the most concerning issue. You get some blood work, make sure you're not anemic, get the rate count checked, the potassium, the magnesium, the thyroid, the sodium. Make sure all of your electrolytes are okay. Also, have them check your thyroid. This can be done by a good family doctor with your blood work. And then I would have them do some sort of check of your circulation to your heart, either a CT angiogram of the coronaries or a stress test. Make sure you get the steam out of your ears, you reduce the stress, get at least 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep so you're not fatigued, and also eliminate the caffeine if you can until this goes away. We're talking about coffee, tea, cola, chocolate. All of this can rev up the heart. Okay, Sharon?
Okay, great news, and thank you for your show. It's just really delightful and very informed.
Tell all your friends and family we want to help as many people as possible. Next, can we actually fix a heart valve without surgery? Out of the American College of Cardiology this week on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact. Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. We do have some lines open. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. You still have a chance to ask me a question. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, toll-free from anywhere in America. Well, the American College of Cardiology, all the cardiologists met this week in New Orleans. There's great hope, breakthrough about treating the aortic valve. That's the exit door of the heart. Many people with a bad aortic valve, this was my father, it's the heart's main gate, if you will. They can avoid open-heart surgery and have a new one placed through a tube and an artery instead. This is like using angioplasty for the plumbing instead of open heart surgery. Now we have another option without cracking open the chest to replace these heart valves. This is great hope. There is a downside. There's a higher risk of stroke and an uncertainty about how long these valves will last. But for many people, my father was one of them, they just don't want to have open heart surgery. This is a great option. Talk to your heart doctor about it. Also, coffee addiction may be grounded in the genes. This is in the PLOS Genetics Medical Journal this week. Genetics may help determine how much caffeine one craves, with differences in two specific genes driving people to consume more or less of the world's most popular stimulant. Individuals who carry a so-called high consumption variation of either gene appear to drink more coffee relative to those who carry a low consumption variant. Also, there's a medical breakthrough this week. This is great news. The FDA approved AstraZeneca's thyroid cancer drug. It's called Vantetanib. The FDA approved this week a medullary thyroid cancer drug. Again, it's called Vantetanib. It's the first treatment to be approved for this rare form of cancer. The drug has been approved to treat patients with non-operable advanced medullary thyroid cancer. Next, more calls on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. Today
is directed.
Dr. Ken Kronhouse at your side, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken and drkenshow.com on the web, drkenshow.com. Kathy in Geneva, New York, you're next. Come on into my medical office on the radio, and let's help out Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I was wondering if a person stops taking blood pressure medicine, can that cause them to be more tired than usual, more tired more often, things like that?
Well, it depends what you are taking, and it depends how high your blood pressure goes. Unless you have a significant loss of weight, or unless the rare person, they've opened up the circulation to your kidneys, it's probably going to require that you stay on your blood pressure medicine. First of all, why did your blood pressure get too low? Why did you stop your blood pressure medicine?
Actually, I've been at it for a while, and it ran out, and I don't have insurance, but I was only on 25 milligrams. I also researched online.
What,
and
25 milligrams of HCTZ?
I'm sorry?
25 milligrams of HCTZ, hydrochlorothiazide?
I just thought the brand name was Atenolol.
Okay, Atenolol, that's a beta blocker. And
okay.
And that's a drug that you – that's a, fortunately, you're on a low dose. That's a
right.
drug that you don't want to cold turkey because you can actually cause a heart attack by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a rebound effect. So please don't cold turkey a beta blocker. You know, just don't abruptly stop a beta blocker because I can't afford to lose a single listener, Kathy.
Well, I got to tell you, while I was on it, my blood pressure – got to 195 over 100 and something. I can't remember.
Whoa, that's...
And it seems to me that basically, if I can't
Kathy,
turn off what's upsetting my brain.
Give me a second.
Anyway.
Kathy, give me a second. When you were on Atenolol, your top number got up to 190?
Yeah.
Okay, that I'm very concerned because walk with me down this roadway, Kathy. 190 is extremely too high. You know, you're a stroke waiting to happen. I'm not trying to scare you. And then you stop the Atenolol, and there's a rebound effect where it often will go zoom up way high. You're going to knock that red bulb right off the scale. And your pressure is probably over 200 right now. Do you have ability to measure your blood pressure at home?
I work at a place where I can get it checked.
Okay, do me a favor, Kathy. Go get it checked today, okay? I think you might be surprised what you find, and I think you're going to need some treatment for that, okay?
Okay.
Put up your right hand.
Huh?
Put up your right hand. You promise to get it checked today?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Millions of people just heard you pledge that you would do it. Don't let the country down, Kathy. Kathy in Geneva, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I like the name Kathy, so why don't we go to Kathy in Liberty, Illinois. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good if I get rid of this cellulitis here. And I was just calling in to, this is the third time I've had it, and it seems like each time I have it, it comes a little bit closer. You know, there's not as length of time. The first time there was like a year in between. And this time it's only been 3 months since I've had it, and it came back again.
Yes, why me? Why me? Why Kathy? Kathy,
right.
Cellulitis, as you know, but probably our listeners don't all know, it's an infection of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the risk factors for this? I don't know if you've had an injury, like a cut or fracture or a burn. I don't know if you have a weakened immune system. Do you have any, like, diabetes, leukemia, AIDS, chronic kidney disease, liver disease, or circulatory disease, or are you on corticosteroids?
Well, I have an ulcer on my leg that always has the cellulitis down around my ankle, and I have of course, my circulatory, they say the veins are not real good.
Well, so. Skin conditions, eczema, athlete's foot, shingles can all break down the skin, lymphedema, IV drug abusers get all this. But what you need to know is good ways to prevent this. You want
right.
to wash your wound daily with soap and water. You want to apply an antibiotic cream or ointment to it. And you want to watch for signs of infection. You know, the old things that Mom told us about, redness, pain, drain. And let the doctor know if it's not getting better. But inspect your feet daily and look for signs for injury or infection. Moisturize your skin regularly. Lubricating the skin helps prevent the cracking and peeling. Also, some things we don't think about. You want to trim your fingernails and toenails carefully because this will also help to ensure that there's no injury to the surrounding skin. Protect your hands and feet and promptly treat any superficial skin infections. Dr. Ken, be with me next week at this time. DrKenShow.com. Be well, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Take care. Bye-bye.